Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today, which means we're going to be talking a lot in English, and we're going to be using the English language in a way that will help you with your TOEIC examination when you take it. And what is the subject for today?
It's interesting, I think. I actually am in a similar situation right now in my real life.
Okay.
Where I have a client who is remodeling or redesigning the office setup where they are. They're bringing in more employees and they need more space, so they're putting up more cubicles. They're lowering the height of the cubicle. So we're talking about how to redesign the interior of your office or your home. You often willredesign the interior of your home. That's interior design. But we're going to talk about what they have to go through if they're going to redesign the interior of the office. You're going to need some proposals, get how much it's going to cost you, the different types of styles you can choose, things like that.
Right. And so today we've got a conversation between Amanda and Kelsey, and also Dennis is participating in this conversation. They are a company and they need to have their office set up or remodeled. So in order to do that, they need to hire an interior designer or a company that does that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they've got several companies that they're considering. Okay. They're not just considering one company. They're having many, I suppose, those companies gave a pitch of what they could do or something, and they gave them all their information. So now they're kind of going over that information and discussing which interior design firm they want to choose.
We're going to get started. A lot of these words here will be very useful to you when you take that TOEIC exam. So let's get started. We're going to read through today's lesson, playing different parts, and then we'll be back. Having interviewed all our potential interior design firms, we need to make a final hiring decision.
Let's go over our options so that we're clear on what each firm has to offer.
First up, Cosmopolitan Homes. The designers there usually deal with small home offices. They had some great ideas, but I'm not sure they'll translate well into a corporate office like ours.
I'm partial to Ivan from Unlimited Interiors.His idea of providing the office with open spaces to promote collaboration, as well as closed office spaces to suit employees who are more productive with some privacy, really appealed to me.
I also loved his idea of turning our conference room walls into giant whiteboards.
I was disappointed that his initial proposal didn't fall within the parameters of the budget we provided, though.We can't really afford to go over budget on our renovations.
Agreed. Let's move on then. Evan and Marcy, a design team from Urban Redesign, presented us with a floor plan that would open up our entire space. They also pitched a bold color scheme and stressed the importance of comfortable yet versatile furniture.
I did like their plan to add more windows to the office.I think more natural light would make the office a nicer place to work. In that case, we could also encourage employees to bring more plants into the office.
Great! That's all of them. Are you both ready to vote on a firm?
All right, everybody. In case you didn't know, we've got a discussion going on between three individuals here, Amanda, Dennis, and Kelsey.And they are considering which interior design firm to hire for their office renovations. The three companies they're discussing are Cosmopolitan Homes, Unlimited Interiors, and Urban Redesign. And they're also talking about the individual designers within those firms. about their qualifications and their suggestions and things like that. So here the title says, we are reviewing interior design proposals. A proposal is just an idea that you present to someone to see if they will accept it. Okay, so if you are someone who's looking for work, if you're an interior designer and you want to find a job, well, you might make a proposal to a company. Here's what I can do for you. These are the things I can do for you, and this is how much I will charge.
Yeah, you could call it an estimate or a bid from some of these companies. I wanted to mention this word interior can be an adjective or a noun. We'll often put it in front of another noun like interior design. It's acting like an adjective there. Or you could be talking about the interior lighting of your office. That's also an adjective. But you could also use it a noun by talking about something that's inside, like, oh, I like the car's interior, you know, or interiors. Interior leather is sometimes used in cars, so the interior is also a noun, so beware of that. So we're going to be talking about some design firms, which is kind of fun, and how to get potential bids or proposals from them, and what are three people here who work for a company that's remodeling or redesigning think of their proposals.
Okay, so Amanda begins the conversation. She says, having interviewed all our potential interior design firms, we need to make a final hiring decision. So having interviewed them, we have just interviewed them. Now that we have interviewed all of these possibilities, all of these potential interior design firms, well, now it's time to make a final hiring decision. So the interviews are all over. They've talked to their potential interior design firms. Potential means it has the possibility of happening in the future.
Right. So we know they haven't made a definite decision yet because they're all potential interior design firms. But they do need to make a final hiring decision. So Dennis has a suggestion. He just wants to go over our options so that they're all clear on what each firm has to offer, what their proposals included, how much they bid on the remodeling job. If you go over your options, you look at the choices that you have. And most people, when they do something this expensive and this big a project, will actually get at least two proposals, if not three or four. And this particular group of people have asked three different firms to give them a proposal.
Okay, so Kelsey says, first up, Cosmopolitan Homes. Okay, that's the first interior design firm that they're taking into consideration. Cosmopolitan just means having to do with a lot of different countries. So I guess they're just trying to say that they have a lot of experience designing all sorts of interiors using different kinds of ideas from different countries. Now, Kelsey continues, the designers there usually deal with small home offices.
Yeah.
So that's kind of their specialty. We've got the firm Cosmopolitan Homes, and then within that company are different designers. So the designers there, they've got their degrees in interior design or whatever. They usually deal with small home offices, which are like offices in your home. And they're small, so that's their specialty.
Right. They had some great ideas, Kelsey says, but I'm not sure they'll translate well into a corporate office like ours. So since they usually deal with just small home offices, she's not really sure that they can handle a bigger project or take on a very large corporate office like they have. If it's something translates well into something else, it means it works well in that new environment. So she's not completely sure about this. I did want to mention, this word firm is not quite the same as company or organization. There are certain industries like interior design where we use the word firm to talk about a company instead of company or organization. My dad's a lawyer. If you're in law, you'll talk about a law firm. Management consulting is a firm instead of a company. A lot of times it's because the people that work in that particular particular company are partners, and they share the profits amongst themselves. Like KPMG is a firm, not just a company. So moving on, guys, we've got Amanda. She says she's partial to Ivan from Unlimited Interiors. If you're partial to something, it means you're kind of leaning in that direction. You kind of like that the best. That's your favorite so far. But instead of saying, Ivan's my favorite, or I prefer Ivan, she's going to say, I'm partial to something, which is a great phrase to learn. It's a little bit more, I was going to say gouji, it's a little bit more advanced, but it's good to learn. If you're partial to something, just means you prefer that over other choices that you have.
You could say that some newspapers in Taiwan are partial to certain political parties. They favor those parties. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say which ones here. I don't want to get in trouble. But in any case, this is true of the media all over the place and even in the U.S., etc. So here Amanda says she's partial or she likes the designer Ivan, who works at Unlimited Interiors. That's the second firm they're taking into consideration. His idea of providing the office with open spaces to promote collaboration, as well as closed office spaces to suit employees who are more productive with some privacy, really appealed to me. That's quite a long speech there, but she says that they have two ideas, basically. This particular firm, Ivan from that firm, has some ideas about open spaces to promote collaboration. That means more people can communicate with each other. They're open, they're accessible to each other. But also he's suggesting to have some closed office spaces for more private employees who perhaps don't really work well in groups, but they work better by themselves. And I guess, you know, some people are people, I guess. Can I say that? Persons?
We say he's a people person. Yeah, she's a people
singular.
Person. Yeah,
I wouldn't know. I don't know how you'd say that in the plural. I've never said it that way before. But in any case, yes, indeed, some people like to work with other people. Some people are more private. They like to stay in their office and work on their computers by themselves. So his idea seems to try to satisfy everybody.
Yeah, it's a little mix of both. This open office space is very popular. I think the Japanese came up with it first.
Okay.
You don't have cubicles. They're just flat desk spaces where you're sitting side by side with someone else. Actually, my office in New York was like this. It was an open office space. Even the partners who owned the firm didn't have closed offices. But somebody I actually work with, a client of mine, she is working for a Japanese company, and they have this sort of office where it's a mix. There are open office spaces where most of the employees work, and then the directors of each department, like marketing and sales and stuff, they have closed office spaces where they can shut a door and have a more private conversation, which actually helps sometimes. Now, Kelsey says, I also loved his idea, that's Ivan, of turning our conference room walls into giant whiteboards. I've seen this. A lot of office spaces these days in the conference rooms that you can go into and shut the door, the walls in there, you can write on them with a marker, they're whiteboards, essentially just whiteboards, and you can write on them and erase them. I've worked in places like that too in Taiwan. A conference is when people come together for a formal meeting. Usually, if you have a big conference, you get to fly somewhere to a new city, stay in a hotel, and maybe your conference goes on for 2 or 3 days and you listen to speakers. A conference room, though, in an office is just a closed room where you can have a meeting that lasts a certain number of hours, perhaps.
With a big table in the middle and lots of chairs around it, maybe for 20 or 30 people, who knows? So, yes, you can have a conference in a conference room. But in this particular case, instead of just having the whiteboard at the head of the room, it's all over the place. So people can stand up and write out their ideas. Dennis says, well, I was disappointed that his initial proposal didn't fall within the parameters of the budget we provided, though. Basically, what he's saying here is they're charging too much. But let's explain this here. He was disappointed about his initial proposal. That's the proposal he had at the beginning. Initial is at the beginning, the first thing that you do, your initial proposal. And it did not fall within the parameters of the budget we provided. A parameter is like a set of rules or a set of numbers that sort of define a system or set the conditions for something. It's kind of complicated here, but basically what he's saying is that we had this budget and their charge is going to go over that budget, so it did not fall within the numbers of our budget.
Yeah, the limits that they were given. That was kind of silly that the design firm didn't take that into consideration. He says, we can't really afford to go over budget on our renovations. If you can afford something, guys, it just means you have enough money to pay for it. You'll often hear this phrase used when people are shopping. Maybe you see a gorgeous dress, or maybe it's even a gown that goes to the floor, but you just can't afford it because it's $2,000 US. There are a lot of things we can't afford. So he's saying that they can't really afford to go over budget or spend more than they'd planned on our renovations. To renovate something is to take something and make it look new again. Usually you're making an older building look like you just built it. There are a lot of renovations that take place in Taipei City all the time. My neighbors are renovating the apartment next door to me.
You hear those jackhammers all the time.
Yeah.
People are remodeling or renovating their apartments.
Sure.
And Kelsey says, agreed, let's move on then. So I guess they're not going to consider unlimited interiors. Now they're going to talk about urban redesign and a couple of designers there, Evan and Marcy. They are a design team from Urban Redesign, and they presented us with a floor plan that would open up our entire space. So that's a floor plan, a general idea of where things would be in the room.
Yeah.
And they also pitched a bold color scheme and stressed the importance of comfortable yet versatile furniture. Wow. That's quite a proposal there. So, yes, indeed, they would open up their entire space. It would be kind of an open place where they could have collaboration and communication.
Uh-huh.
And they also pitched this bold color scheme. Here, pitch is a verb. Like in baseball, when the pitcher throws the ball to the catcher, he pitches the ball. So just like that, when somebody makes a suggestion or a proposal to someone, you pitch the idea. And the process of doing that can also be referred to as a pitch. Like an advertising agency might have a pitch for a certain company to advertise their products, just some suggestions that they have to see if that company will accept their ideas.
Yeah, there's something called an elevator pitch, which is a very famous phrase in business where you are starting a new company, you have 3 minutes to talk to someone important, pretend you're in an elevator. How do you summarize that new business so you can get his investment or his approval? So they pitched this bold color scheme. Scheme is just, the plans that you're making. Here, we're not talking about some way to trick people. A color scheme is just all of the colors that you're going to use in a particular design project that all go together and look beautiful. And they also stress the importance of comfortable yet versatile furniture. It's nice to have comfortable furniture. If furniture is versatile, it means it can be used for several different purposes, not just one thing. So it sounds like they did a lot of good work on their proposal. This is Urban Redesign. Amanda says, I did like their plan to add more windows to the office. This is a plan I would choose personally because I like more natural light. The more windows, the better for me. So she really likes Urban Redesign because of the added windows and the natural light. It just makes the office a nicer place to work, she says.
And she goes on to say, in that case, we could also encourage employees to bring more plants into the office.
Yeah,
I know you like plants.
I do.
And plants, have an effect on people's psychology. They feel happier.
Good for the oxygen in the room, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Plants have that photosynthesis going on all the time, giving us oxygen and stuff like that. And Kelsey says, great. That's all of them. These are all the firms we are considering. Are you both ready to vote on a firm? Okay, so she's asking Amanda and Dennis, as well as herself, if they're ready to take a vote and choose their design firm for their renovations. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion. Let's hear now from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到 Amanda 说的第一句话。Having interviewed all our potential interior design firms, we need to make a final hiring decision.在这里使用的是分词构句 having interviewed 表示已经完成了这样子的面试之后呢我们必须要做一个最后的决定要雇用哪间公司首先我们来看到前 前面有个形容词 potential， 在这里代表着是潜在的、可能的意思。举个例子来说， The dispute has scared away potential investors， 也就是这样子的争端吓走了一些潜在的投资客，而接着他们就要来回顾一下。所以 Denise 就说了， Let's go over our options so that we are clear on what each firm has to offer。 在这里的 go over 其实是有查看的意思，我们常说叫作业之前要仔细检查一下，你就可以说 go over your work carefully before you hand it in。而在这里要 go over our options， 来把我们的选择再来看一遍，才能够确认清楚呢，是到底要选择哪一家公司。首先看的是这个 Cosmopolitan Homes， 在这里呢，后面的句子提到 They had some great ideas， but I'm not sure they'll translate well into a corporate office like ours。 在这里的提到他们有一些不错的想法，但是却不太确定是否能够 translate well into。 Translate， 同学们常学的意思是翻译，但是在这里是有转化的意思，所以我们说 translate into action， 也就是有转化成为行动。那么虽然想法不错，但是呢，不太确定是不是他们可以转换成为像一个我们所要的一个corporate office， 法人的公司，我们就可以用 corporate 这个形容词。Amanda 继续说了，她说呢，她比较偏好于这个无限室内设计的想法，提到 his idea of providing the office with open spaces to promote collaboration as well as closed office spaces to suit employees who are more productive with some privacy really appealed to me。这个句子非常长，其实最主要的主词是 his idea， 他的想法，那么动词在最后面的 appealed to me， 他的想法真的很吸引我。我们说 appeal to somebody， 也就是迎合某人的喜好或对某人有吸引力的意思。我们再来看一下他的想法是一个怎么样的想法呢？我们在 of 后面首先看到的是 providing the office with open spaces， 他可以提供的呢是办公室有非常开阔的空间，而这些空间做什么用呢？To promote collaboration， 可以呢来促进大家彼此之间的合作。想法一是这个。As well as， 同时他的另外一个想法呢，也会有一些 closed office spaces， 还会有一些封闭式的办公空间。而这样的办公空间后面又有一个不定词片语来修饰它，同学不妨从 to 开始刮号，刮到 privacy 来修饰这样子的办公空间的目的作用是 to suit employees who are more productive with some privacy。 我们还要去适应那些呢可能需要一些隐私才会比较有生产力的员工。这样子大家看懂这个句子了吗？所以要看懂句子，先把主词跟动词抓出来，其他的呢再来慢慢的细解，就可以了解这个句子的意思了。接着我们来看到后面呢 Denise 提到的他的想法，他们觉得呢这家公司是不是能够达成他们的预算呢？后面提到 We can't really afford to go over budget on our renovations。在这里提到的 afford to do something， 也就是有足够的钱或者是时间去做某件事情。举例来说， We can't afford to pay such a price， 我们是没办法付得起这个价钱的。而呢，他们没有办法有能力让这样的预算能够超过来翻新办公室。 Renovation 也就是我们常见的翻修的意思。接着我们来看到下位的 Kelsey 他所讲的， 他这里后面的句子提到 They also pitched a bold color scheme and stressed the importance of comfortable yet versatile furniture. 这里提到他们的设计呢是 pitched, 在这里的 pitch 是美国比较俚俗的用法，有竭力推荐的意思。他们呢非常大胆呢，而且也竭力的使用一些 bold color scheme, 大胆的色彩的配置。除此之外，第二个动词 stressed 也强调了呢舒适但是多功能家具的重要性。这里的 versatile 也就是有多功能的意思。譬如说我们说 A versatile new kitchen machine 也就是指一个功能极多的新型厨房机械。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Okay, guys, welcome back. We're on our extra dialogues now. I'll take A on the first one, Tom.
Okay.
Have we selected an interior design firm to complete our renovations?
Yes, we've decided to work with Evan and Marcy from Urban Redesign. So notice here they're using present perfect. We've decided to work with them. That's our decision that we made, and our decision still stands now. Let's move on now to the next conversation.
Oh, I wanted to mention something. The reason why they use present perfect in the answer is because it's used in the question, guys.
Sure.
Because we're native speakers, we don't have to think, ooh, what verb tense was that question asked in? But we automatically respond in the same verb tense that the question is asked. Have we selected?
Or did we select? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Et cetera. So here's the next question.
What are some features we're asking them to incorporate into the new design?
For one, we're going to add a few closed office spaces to their open space concept.
Uh-huh. So, instead of just having a completely open space plan, they want to change the proposal that the Urban Redesign gave them and just add some closed offices. That's always important. I think you need some closed spaces to have private conversations, especially if you have to fire someone or maybe promote someone too. The third one is once we work out a definite budget, we can ask them to send us a letter of agreement.
Great. I'm finalizing the budget now. I'll inform them as soon as I'm done. So, of course, they need to work out the budget, how much money they're going to spend, how much they're going to pay them, and then they need to send this letter of agreement, sort of like a contract. So they're finalizing the budget. They're working out the final details, and then we'll inform them. We'll let them know when we're done. Okay, now it's time for our discussion question. What kind of office designs might increase employee productivity and why?
I think it all depends on the nature of the business that you're in. It depends on the industry. I just mentioned that my last New York office was an open space plan. It's because a lot of people are working on the same project and it's easier to get together and talk about, you know, what you found and ways to move forward if you have that open space. But if I were, for example, programming and sitting in a computer doing computer programming, I would want a cubicle so I could focus and concentrate.
Yeah, you got to have a mixture of both. I would agree with that. And sometimes maybe you just get sick and tired of some of your coworkers and you need a place to get away from them. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you very much for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time when we actually look at this letter of agreement for interior design. Until then, from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Goodbye. Bye.